Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Rodgers protected. Throws to Austin for the touchdown!
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth last night, can't say it enough. I think that is the best call of an NFL game since Nance and Romo 2018 AFC Championship game, Patriots and Chiefs, which was the Tony Romo's literally going to predict every play before it happens game. Like, oh, Patriots in overtime going from left to right on your television screen. Julian Edelman's going to run this route and drop right here, and Brady's going to find me down the field for 12 yards. Here we go. There it is. Next play. Well, here's what Rob Gronkowski's going to do. Just watch here as he peels off the linebacker. Boom. Exactly what happens. I remember watching that game and thinking, the best broadcast I've ever seen. And then I watched last night. And that might have taken the cake. With Tirico and Collinsworth. It's Tirico on the call of the Rodgers touchdown pass to Calvin Austin, the go-ahead touchdown pass to Calvin Austin, as Shadobi Awuzie slips and falls, and Calvin Austin waltzes into the end zone. I'm going to be real with everybody. I always am on the show with you, our listeners, and you, our viewers. I cannot believe the Pittsburgh Steelers won this game. And I'm not trying to be a hater at all. I even said over the course of the week, like, if the point spread's going to be 3.5 or 4, like, I think Baltimore is going to win. I never said I thought Pittsburgh was going to win. But now you're going to lay 4 with the Ravens? They need to win by 6 or 7 with how they have looked generally this season? So I'm not surprised the game was close. I am stunned that the Pittsburgh Steelers won. And when Lamar, on the opening drive of the game, hits Tez Walker to put the Ravens up 7-0, the Ravens score a touchdown, I text the You Better You Bet group chat and various other group chats I'm in, talking sports with friends, of which there are many, and I declare, game over. Blip, blip, blip. Game over. No DK Metcalf. How are they coming back? Forget the fact that there's like 55 minutes to go in the game. I declared it over. Like I'm Tom Wamsgan in Succession calling the election after like one district reports. I thought it was done with the Ravens up 7-0. And to be clear, and I said this in the opening segment as well, this game was over until the Kyle Hamilton injury at the beginning of the second half. Aaron Rodgers should be sending Alohi Gilman a fruit basket today. for going helmet to helmet, accidentally, obviously, with his own teammate, his battery mate at safety, and concussing Kyle Hamilton and knocking him out of the game. Like, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem like the type that sends Christmas cards. For various reasons. But if he were, man, Alohi Gilman needs to get one coming up this December. Because the first 30 minutes of the game, the first half of the game for Aaron Rodgers, he looked like his former mentor, Brett Favre, and I'm using mentor loosely there. I don't know if they really liked each other, but the guy that played ahead of him. He looked like Brett Favre in 2010, not 2009 when the Vikings went to the NFC Championship game. In 2010, outside, in the cold, in Chicago, getting flattened by Corey Wooten and laying there in a crumpled heap when I remember watching that game and thinking, he gonna get up? Aaron Rodgers, in the first half of last night's game, looked slow. He looked old. He looked cold. And he looked terrible in what could have been his final game in a legendary first ballot Hall of Fame career. And then Kyle Hamilton gets hurt. And Aaron Rodgers decides to party like it's 2011. And his MVP season when the Packers go 15-1 and lose to my Giants in the divisional rounds. Shout out, and the Giants would go on to win the Super Bowl. Sorry, I'm a Giants fan. I felt like I had to say that. Once Kyle Hamilton goes out, think about how bad the Steelers' offense was in the first half. They looked like they had no hope. Zero hope. And just consider, by the way, it wasn't just Rodgers and like his physical traits leaving him in these moments. It wasn't just that. It looked like mentally he was like not losing it in the way like grandpa loses it, but losing it mentally as well. Where down on the goal line on the final play of the first half, and I agree with the decision of Mike Tomlin to go for the touchdown, like after the pass interference call and eschewing the short field goal attempt to make it 10-6, I agree with the decision to go for the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers is in control of that offense. Like Arthur Smith can call whatever play he wants, and then Aaron Rodgers will rub his belly or scratch his head or scratch his armpit or whatever he does, grab his junk, and change the play if he feels like it's not going to work. Aaron Rodgers ran a terrible play that was doomed from the start, and Kenny Gainwell doesn't even come close to the end zone. So this wasn't just Rodgers missing Jonnu Smith wide open or Rodgers deciding not to run for a first down that I actually think he could have made even at 42, but it was Rodgers mentally also not getting the job done. And then Hamilton leaves the game, and it all turns from there. The game was over, and then it wasn't. And Rodgers took advantage, to his credit. It's like, you know, like you're competing for a girl with another guy, and she likes him more. But he gets drunk and sends her 20 text messages in a row. And now she likes you more, and now it's up to you to take advantage. An opportunity that you didn't foresee, and here it is right in front of you. And Aaron Rodgers took advantage. And in doing so, probably, and we'll see how it goes against the Houston Texans on Monday night. You know, no easy shakes there, the Houston Texans defense. But if Rodgers goes out like that, like let's say they score 10 points in the game. Hamilton never leaves the game. The Steelers don't do anything. And Pittsburgh loses, which they absolutely would have. 100% they lose that game if Hamilton doesn't get hurt. 100% with the way that Lamar Jackson played. Think about the conversation this morning. Rodgers is done. He's washed. It's over. Time to retire. And think about the conversation instead. You better you bet on this magnificent Football Monday. Nick Costos here with you. Westwood One Sports presented by BetMGM. Find the show in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Watch us on YouTube. We'll be taking some YouTube comments later this hour and over the course of the show today. And the truly stunning thing about this Steelers second half offensive explosion, where they go after the Hamilton injury, touchdown, field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown, with no DK Metcalf. Again, touchdown, field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown. Insane. Is that Rodgers managed to do this, and the Steelers managed to do this on offense, not with Hines Ward and Santonio Holmes and Antoine Randall-L or Antonio Brown. No. They did it with Adam Thielen. They did it with Pat Freiermuth, and they did it with Calvin Austin. What? Adam Thielen. What? Marquez Valdes-Scantling. What? Jonnu Smith. What? Connor Hayward. What? Calvin Austin. What? Austin 316 says, I just sent your ass home.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Absolutely unbelievable. And TJ Watt being back didn't hurt for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Watt making a couple big plays in the game, including a crazy interception that felt like the teams were playing hot potato with the football, bouncing off a couple appendages before TJ Watt intercepts that ball. And we also need to shine the spotlight and give a ton of credit to Cam Hayward, who was just superb last night for the Steelers. The future Hall of Fame defensive lineman. And I'll say, he's going to the Hall of Fame, Cam Hayward. And his brother Connor scored a touchdown, and we had the tush-push fiasco with him at the start of the game. Bad call by Arthur Smith. But the Hayward brothers coming to play in the game. Cam Hayward was awesome. And think about this, like, juicy bit of, I was going to say irony. I don't think that's the right word. I guess it is a little ironic, don't you think? In training camp, Cam Hayward is furious about his contract. Remember this? It's not that long ago. And I don't think he outright said, like, I'm not going to play. But I mean, he's skipping training camp practices. Maybe he's going to hold out. And it felt like in that moment, and this was only a couple months ago, I'm not making any of this up, that the Steelers fan base was kind of turning on him a little bit. Like, you just signed this new deal recently, and now you want more money? Ahead of a season where we pushed all our chips into the middle, we're going all in, and this is what you're doing? And now, here we are. Making tremendously impactful plays as the Steelers win the AFC North in game 272 out of 272 to send the Baltimore Ravens home. It's one of the best NFL games in the last 50 years. Certainly since I've been watching. And it will stand the test of time. As Metallica would say, dun 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 dun, dun time marches on. For Whom the Bell Tolls. Maybe my favorite Metallica song. All right. Let's spin this forward now. Let's talk about the AFC playoff picture as it concerns the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. One of the reasons out of many why it is so unforgivable that the Ravens lost this game and did not make the postseason is that you, realistically, you the listener, you the viewer, you could have realistically made the case. Now, I don't think it would have gone this way, but I wouldn't have stopped you from making the case. It's not crazy to like, I think it would be crazy to insinuate that the Chargers could make a Super Bowl run with the offensive line being in the shape it's in. I think that would be crazy. I don't think it would have been crazy to say that if Tyler Lute makes that kick and the Ravens win 27-26, then you could have made a case that the Ravens could have made a run to the Super Bowl. I don't think it would have happened, but you could have made that case, right? Given the way Lamar Jackson played last night, played at an MVP caliber level, and maybe Kyle Hamilton's back from the concussion for next Monday night against the Houston Texans. We'll never know at this point now. So the Ravens, if they had made the tournament, you could have said, this team has the upside to win the American Football Conference. I'm not being a hater when I say this. You cannot make that case for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, you can't. You can't. And I'm not saying the Steelers can't beat. I'll give you my early betting thoughts, which is, and I'll even say it now. If the point spread's going to be 3.5, I'm betting Pittsburgh. Like, against the Texans offense, Pittsburgh plus 3.5 at home? No way. So I'm going to like the Steelers to at least cover the spread in the game. Pittsburgh can't make the Super Bowl. They can't. They don't have the upside that the Ravens do. Like, they just don't. And remember what I said at the end of the week, and I'm consistent here, right? The Steelers have a higher floor than Baltimore, but the Ravens have a higher ceiling. The Ravens' ceiling was to potentially win the AFC. The floor was to also not make the playoffs. The Steelers made the playoffs and finished above 500 again. The ceiling, though, is probably divisional round loss against whomever the opponent would end up being. So the team that I think, and the fan base that I think, was rooting just as hard, if not harder, and I'm being facetious when I say that, obviously Steelers fans were rooting the hardest, but the fan base that was most rooting for the Steelers, outside of the Steelers fans, the Houston Texans. And that's not to insinuate that the Ravens would have definitely beaten Houston. Point spread would have been like Ravens minus 1.5, right? Ravens minus 1. But now, the Texans go from being a road dog in the first round of the playoffs next Monday night to being like a 3 or 3.5 point road favorite. This is a massive, massive deal for the Houston Texans. And I'm not saying they're definitely going to beat Pittsburgh, but if you're Houston, you have a Texans ticket on them to make the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. You grew up rooting for this team, whatever. This is your outcome. This is what you came for. Lightning strikes when you take the room. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you. Shout out to Rihanna. This is what you wanted if you're a Texans fan or a Texans better. You go from being a dog to being a road favorite. And and you know the Texans are going to be a chic pick to win this game. Now, betting-wise, I'm going to like the Pittsburgh Steelers to cover the spread. I would not be shocked if the Texans won. This was a great, great, great result for the Texans. And I would imagine Texans fans like cheering for the Tyler Lute miss, like citizens of Earth cheered when the humans beat the aliens in Independence Day. Just a stunning, stunning result and turn of events for the Houston Texans. After their 0-3 start to 12-5 in the regular season and now favored on the road in Wild Card Weekend. And speaking of Wild Card Weekend in the AFC, on the other side, we are going to talk about the team in the AFC. The one team above all others that has no excuse to not make the Super Bowl. That team, of course, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And the consequence that the Bills must face if they don't get to Super Bowl 60. Plus, betting thoughts in the AFC on Wild Card Weekend as the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.